meet his friends. This shir should be a special schus for Rabbi and Rabbi Rossi Sheyichu Lenishmas. Maris Esther Bas Rav Shmoros Chanavitz Gemara Tzatzah Chanavitz Meir Zev. We're learning a shtickle in Maseches Brachas. Lahavin Divrei Chachamim V'Chidoisam. A lot of times you learn Divrei Chazal, particularly the Agadatas, and it is just a mystery, it is a puzzle, it is a riddle. And our job as Lomdei Torah is to try to uncover what is beneath this Agada. And there is a beautiful sefer called the Beirach Moshe, which is written by Agon Rav Nosson Nota Olevsky, who was a Rav who lived for many years in Russia, in Siberia, of all places. And I'm sure that he didn't have an easy life, but he wrote phenomenal Sfarim, which were published by Machon Yerushalayim. So, in Siman Gimel of the Sefer, we already learned Siman Aleph, which is fascinating. He explained the Maimer Chazal, Hanenem and Olam Hazeb lo Bracha Mo'al Ad Shiatiru lo Kol HaMitzvus. And now we'd like to be Ma'ayin in the Gemara and Daf Heyom at Beis, fascinating Gemara. Rebbe Lozer Cholash, Olegabe Rebbe Yoichanan Chazed of a Gagani Bebais Ophel. Rebbe Lozer was weak, he was ill. Rabbi Yechanan came to visit him, and he saw that he was lying in a dark room. Galye Ledare, Rabbi Yechanan exposed his arm, V'nofal Nahora, and great light shone because his flesh was shining like we see in the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Chazye Dehava Kabochi, Rabbi Lozer. So he saw that Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yechanan saw that Rabbi Lozer was crying. Weint. Amar lo, amai kobochis. Why are you crying? Imishim Torah de lo afshis. If it's because of Torah that you didn't learn enough, as much as you wanted to. Shinrecha amar bechad ma ba'ashim chavim l'shamayim. We already learned that whether you do a lot or a little, the yikar is that your kavana is l'shamayim. So your kavana was l'shamayim. You meant well. You tried your best. And cut yourself some slack. V'imishu mizone. And if it's because you're poor, because of food, lo kol adam zeichel l'shtei shulchanos. Not every man merits both tables, Torah and Rashirus. Most of the people I know who are big in Torah are not such big virim. And the big virim I know are usually not the gresh to the talmidei chachamim. You don't get both. V'mishum b'nei. And if it's because of your children, dein grama basira abir. This is the bone of my 10th son. He lost all of his children, Rabbi Yechanan. Chumana Litzlan, he lost 10 children. Chumana Litzlan. Amar lei, Sir Elazar answered, I'm crying for this beautiful one that is going to rot in the ground. In other words, you're so beautiful and you're going to go into the ground. Amar lei Rabbi Yechanan said, Al dov vadei kabochis. And this you should definitely cry. Ubochu tarvayu. And they both cried. Ad kan mi divrei katsu shel haGemara. Says Hagoyin Rav Nosson Natan Olevsky. He was nifter in 1967, not that long ago, relatively speaking. V'hamamar mishula lahavana. This maimer is very difficult to understand. Number one, Rabbi Lazar is the sick one. He's on his way out. Rabbi Yechanan is the healthy one, coming to him in Vakar Chola. Rabbi Yechanan is visiting Rabbi Lazar, and he sees Rabbi Lazar crying. And he asks, why are you crying? And he answers him that he, Rabbi Lazar, the very sick one, is crying because Rabbi Yechanan who's healthy and looks, he's beautiful looking. He's going to die in who knows how many years. Could it be? And did he originally think that Rabbi Yochanan was going to live forever? We also have a rule cited in Rashi at the end of Bereishis, B'shas Ched V'sab Ched V'sab Chash Evla Evla. At a time of joy, you're joyous. At a time of avelus, you're bavelus. However, that's what a min says. As we see in Bereishis Rabba, Parsha Chof Zaynos Dalit. That at a time of joy, joy, at a time of avelus, avelus. We, at our time of joy, we say Vaylon Demisnin, well, we're going to die, like the Gemara in Brachas Lamed Aleph. And in a base oval, and in a Malavai, we always say Bila Novus Lanetzach. So we understand that there's a different way of looking at the world. But still, we have a rule of daya that even at a time of joy, you have to know that this is going to come to an end. And at a time of sadness, it's also going to come to an end. But we also have a rule of daya letzara b'shaita, Brachas 9b. My favorite page. Because when I grew up at 9b. That was my apartment number. So if we hold of Daya Tzara B'Shaita, so then there's no room for Rabbi Elazar to cry for Rabbi Yochanan. And also to say that Rabbi Yochanan starts crying for himself. He says, Alda Vade Kabochis. Yeah, you definitely should cry that me, this beautiful person, is going to go to the ground. And they both cry together. Very hard to understand. Yochanan's crying for himself. And also, what's the vort that the Gemara is telling us that he was lying in a dark room? My Yiten or my Yosef? Rabbi Yochanan had a shiny skin. He was a very holy person, very pure. He shone like we see in Bava Metzia Pei Dalet. So it really doesn't matter whether the house was light or dark. This idea of lying in a dark house. What are Chazal telling us? So there's a secret here, maybe. We paskin in Gittin, Daf Samach, Tmura, Daf Lam Yudalid, Dvorim Shebichsav, Yata Rashay Lomram Balpe, Dvorim Shebalpe, Yata Rashay Lomram Biksav. Things that are normally written, Torah Shebichsav, you're not allowed to say by heart. Things that are normally Torah Shebaal Peh, you're not allowed to write it down. And this din was fulfilled Mimos Olam. But then at that time, at the time of Rabbi Yochanan, Kvar Etchilu Lahargish and Etma'atu Halavavot, they already started feeling that there's a Miut Halev, there's people are not on the Madrega to remember all of the Torah. They're between a rock and a hard place. On one hand, they don't want to be over on this Isser of writing down Torah Shebichsav. On the other hand, they don't want the Torah to be forgotten. It's a shikul retzini shehatorah lo tishtakach. And therefore it says that Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish and Gittin Daf Samach Ma'ayni B'Sifri Da'gadata B'Shabsa. They would read be ma'ayin in Sifrei Agoda on Shabbos. Frak the Gemara v'ken zayin. How can it be? V'alonita on the kosef. And for the Gemara, kevin de lo efshir eis lasu eis lashem heferu soirasecho. That since it was impossible otherwise, ismatus aleiv, people were forgetting Torah. When it's a time to act for God, you have to revoke His Torah. Kach tzich la'asot. So we see from this that they felt it was hismatus halev, and they wanted to find a head there al smach eferu soirasecho mishum eis la'asos l'Hashem. To revoke the Torah because it's time to act for God. But it's not easy to be matir and iser. Asmach eferu torasecho. Magam lemechash meboi. Lepritzas geder shetitzmach mize. Lachen shakla v'tar yezu b'chol tokfa v'yitzuma ita choderet u'menaseret az toch tocham shel chadrei mochotehem v'libotehem. And therefore this shakla v'taria and all of its power and all of its strength penetrated and sliced through their minds and hearts. Matir, not to be matir. And they didn't want to be matir before Hesia. But b'tznius, they used to have Megillos Starim. That they were matir themselves because of a chashash of shichas haTorah. They would hide it al tzmaris ayin. They didn't want there to be a pirtza. In the Gemara in Bava Metzia on page 92a, it says Omar Rav Motzosi Megillah Storim Bereb Ichia. I found this Megillah Storim. And in it, it said, "Isi bar ben Yehuda Omer, ki savo bekerem reyecha bevias kol odom akosuv medaber." Rashi explains, in Dibur HaMaschil, Megillah Storim, Megillah Tmuna, v'vishe osu lichtov halachos, k'shomer dvar chidush v'yorel shorcha yekosuv mastir min ha'ayin. They would, when he was osu to write down halachos, it's Torah Shebaal Peh, so when he would hear halach, and he was afraid to forget it, he'd write it down, and he would hide it. Similarly, it's brought in Rashi in Shabbos 6b. Omar Rav Matzosi Megillah Storim Be'ereb Chiya. V'kosuv Ba'isi Ben Yehuda Oimer Ovus Melachos Abraham Chosa Achas Ve'enu Chai Ve'la Achas. So you see this idea of Megillah Storim, this hidden Megillah, so that's what the rabbis used to have. In order to remember the Torah, they learned, they didn't want to forget it. But they didn't want to publicize writing it because it's usur. So you have to be careful. Darzan gehit, as they say in Spanish. And therefore, when Rabbi Lazar got sick, Rabbi Yechanan comes in to visit him. And he sees he's lying down, Bayis awful. Why a bayis awful? He kept it dark, nobody should see. He's got these hidden Megillah Starim there. He has his hidden notes. And it could very well be that the Gemara says, Gunny! He was lying down, maybe he was sleeping. Or maybe he wasn't able to get up. Because otherwise he would have hidden them when Rabbi Yochanan came in. He didn't want Rabbi Yochanan to see. Because they did it b'tznius. But since he was Gunny, he was lying down, possibly sleeping, he couldn't hide this from Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, Galia ledarei v'nafal nahoira. Galia, Rabbi Yochanan, revealed ledarei, the arm, the light of Rabbi Lozar. In other words, he opened up what his arm had written, his ksav yad. V'nafal nahoira. Shenisroev and ismale o ruchni mi mishnas rebelozo. Chadzie, Rabbi Yochanan saw that Rabbi Elazar was crying. Amalei Amaika Bochis, Imishin Torah Delo Avshis. Because he didn't learn enough Torah like he wanted. Whether you do a lot or a little, the most important thing is that you're mechaving your lev l'shamayim. And if it's mezonis, if you're crying that you're poor, it's also not a reason to cry. How many people are zochet to be rich and to be filled with Torah? Not a common phenomenon. If it's because of children, then groma da sirah beer. This is the bone of my 10th child who died. Amalei Rabbi Elazar said to him, Lahai Shufra. This beauty. He showed his ksav yad. The boli ba'ara kobachina. In other words, it's going to be in the ground, it's going to rot in the ground. To be megala, the ksav yad is asur. Dvarm shabal peyot harashoy lomrim b'ksav. Mishash Pirza. You're not allowed to reveal what's Torah Shebaal Peh. So if you, when you bury me, this is also going to be buried. Because who says the next door is going to be Mechadish the Chedushim? I was Mechadish. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Ado Vadei Kobochis. And this we should certainly cry. Hismatis Halev, the Torah is being forgotten, and the beautiful halachas are going to go into the ground. And they both cried. Yochanan felt the same way. How terrible it is that Chedushim are going to be lost, beautiful Chedushim. Ad kan midivrei kocho shel hagoin. Rabbi Nosan Noto Olevsky. So I hope that we were zoche that Yusuf Soysev Doivavis Bakever Vizochu Litov Machon Yerushalayim, who took upon themselves to publish. His grandson was a professor of mathematics in Tel Aviv University, so he gave them the Ksav Yad and or it's Kisvei Yad, and they were are publishing it. Tshuvas Chai Olam Nota, and Netta Ravai, Meir in Israel, Drashas Haran, very Sfarmi wrote. That's Rav Olevsky. The Rav Zatzal, in his Ein Aya, writes on this Gemara. I always have a super geschmack learning the Ein Aya. He explains Kipshuto. To this beautiful body that's going into the ground. Ki aguf b'chov bnei adam yesh bo averos v'ra ela sha'nefesh meromoto meshamarto. The guf in most people is filled with sin and evil. Just the soul elevates it and guards it. Al kein ein locho shal mashe mizbala kedei she mesukan lo osid ki hituch kesef besoch kur. And therefore, don't worry about the goof rotting, because that's the way it's purified. Aval Rabbi Yochanan, sheshufrei heid al ha'ora eloki sheachoyfif gam al gufo sheagufo zach v'tov. Rabbi Yochanan, who was so beautiful, the godly light dwelled even on his flesh, even on his body. His body is pure, good, holy. And with him, the tsura asichlis, the spiritual part, was accentuated in his physical. And that's why they were crying. Yochanan was crying because he also understood that this ruchnius is going into the ground, because his body turned into ruchnius. Or maybe this is connected to what it says weiter in the story, that Rabbi Yochanan says, "Do you want Yisurim?" And he says, "I don't want them. I don't want the schar." He says, give me your hand." He gives him his hand, and he heals him. Because tachlis haYisurim, he lemareket hagufu lafchol letov. It's to purify the body and transform it to good. And therefore they were looking at the beautiful guf of Rabbi Yochanan. And he says, Chavlin alach yisurim l'mari gamkin, you want your guf also to be b'tachas azikuch. He says, lohen v'lo scharan. As the Rav explained in an earlier shtickle, that I want to work it out on my own. I don't want these yisurim as a gift to purify me. I want to do my own hard work. That's how I want to purify my body. So that's the pshat in Haishuv the Boli Ba'Afrika B'china. Crying about the body. The body has to be pure. He understood Rabbi Yochanan's body was pure. Rabbi Yochanan said, do you want your body to be purified by these Yisurim? He says, no, I don't need that schar. I want to work it out on my own. Like the famous story of the Gra, whose angel came to him and wanted to teach him. He said, no. I don't want Rabbeim as angels. I want angels as Rabbeim. I wanna work hard on my own. Gevaldik. Okay, so that's this Gemara. So some original thoughts about it. And Baruch Hashem, there are in this Sefer 32 simonim, where he explains divrei chachamim v'chidoisam. So Mirtz Hashem, I hope to return to this Sefer and learn together more, because it's beautiful, beautiful Torah. So please stay tuned for more Lineder, and we should be zoche l'ra'ot nifla'ot mitorat Hashem, v'shelo nishkach shesof davar hakol nishma et ha'elokim yira ve'et mitzvotav shmor כי זה כל האדם. שלום שלום, אהוביי, ידידיי, מוריי ורבותיי.